It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today, I've got a crew in here from Helper Middle School. First up, we're going to be talking to some of the drama students at Helper Middle, and then we'll be talking to some of the cheerleaders in just a little bit. But we've got the drama students coming in here right now, and they've got a production of, I believe it's Romeo and Juliet. We're going to talk about that with the three of them, and I'm just going to let them introduce themselves. All right, I'm going to start with you. What's your first name and last name, young lady?
My name is Sophia Christensen.
Okay. And what play are they doing up there?
Romeo and Juliet.
What made them decide to do Romeo and Juliet?
We were kind of focusing on Shakespeare and like learning the language, so we wanted to try it.
Okay. So now, is this something for you guys, for parents? How's this going to work? If parents wanted to go, could they? That kind of stuff?
Yes, parents can come. It's not for the whole school. It's more like a skit thing.
All right. So we've got parents, and it's not really for the students. It's more of a skit. How was the experience for you? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, it was very fun.
Okay. Now, is this something you think you're going to continue to do, or are you like a one and done kind of person when it comes to drama?
Yes, I love drama.
All right. We're going to move on to the next one. Young lady, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Amelia Thane.
Okay. And Amelia, what part do you have in the show?
I have Puck.
And that is?
It's sort of like, I'm like a woodland-ish creature, fairy type thing.
Okay. All right. And what experience do you have? Is this the first time you've done a show or anything like that? Or have you done things in the past?
No, I have done three other shows during the summer. I've done Chickenella, Pirates of Penzance, and Thumbelina.
All right. And same question to you. Have you got the bug now to do more theater, or is this pretty much it for you?
I'll probably do it again. It's fun.
All right. Let's bring the last gentleman up now, and I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
I am Braden Chastain.
All right. Braden, what part do you have in the show?
I am Romeo on the balcony scene.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure being Romeo.
Yeah, it can be, but it's fun.
All right. So, question to you. Do you have any other productions planned up there at the school?
We only have really the last one. We might have one or two more small skits in between the big production at the end of the year, but mainly we focus after our small skits on the main production at the end of the year.
And what's that going to be?
Mulan.
And that's coming up when?
About the end of April.
And that one will be open to the public, right?
Yeah.
Anybody can go to that. So we'll get you back in when that one comes around. Now, for you, is this your first time doing anything? Are you one and done, or you think you're going to continue to do it?
It's not my first time. I've done it since elementary school, and I would like to continue doing it.
All right. Well, that is the drama. Three of the drama students from up there at Helper Middle School. They're putting on Romeo and Juliet. It's a lot of fun. And then look forward to Mulan coming up in April, and we'll let you know the times and the dates on that one. Hey, guys, thanks so much for stopping in this morning. All right, now we've got the cheerleaders here from Helper Middle School, or at least four of them, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and we're going to talk about some things that are going on up at Helper Middle, and I'm going to have you go first. Go ahead and step up to the mic for me. All right, young lady, what's your name?
Reagan Brannigan.
And what grade are you in school?
I am in seventh.
Okay, so this is your second year at Helper Middle School?
Yes.
Second year cheerleading?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's going on at Helper Middle?
So we have our wrestling meet tomorrow.
Okay. And how are wrestling meets to cheer at? I've always wondered that. I get basketball and I get football. Those are simple sports for me to understand when it comes to cheerleading. But how about wrestling?
So it's actually kind of different. We sit on the floor and we cheer kind of with our hands.
Okay.
So we make like a beat.
So you don't have to stand up. You're just kind of sitting and smacking the floor.
Yep.
Basically, all right. Yeah. Fair enough. Now, you said this isn't your first year cheerleading. Is this something you're going to keep pursuing? Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I might. I'm not really sure, but eighth grade, yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. Now let's bring in the next one. Go ahead and step up to the microphone there for me, young lady. And what's your name?
Sabrina Sharp.
All right. Sabrina, what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh.
So is this your second year cheerleading, your first year? Or?
So last year I came in at the last quarter. So this would be like my sort of second, I guess.
Okay. Now, when it comes to cheerleading, what's your favorite sport to cheer for?
I don't really know.
You don't have one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fair. You can't pick just one. I understand. Now, one question that I've got to ask everybody when they're from a school. What do you like about Helper Middle School?
The students. They're really nice, and they're always helping each other out.
It's kind of a nice family, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Now let's move to the other two. Boy, that didn't sound good, did it? I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself. You're first there.
Okay. Hi.
What's your name?
Lux Barker.
All right. Lux, what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh.
Okay. So is this your second year cheering as well?
This is my first year cheering.
First year cheering. Oh, wow. So how is it? How has your experience been so far?
It's been pretty fun. I love cheering because, I mean, it sucks waking up at 5 a.m, but like, it's actually really, really fun to cheer.
Well, good. Good. Now, you guys, you have the wrestling meet going on, but you guys are going to be up at the craft fair. So let's talk about that. You're going to be there Friday, Saturday? You're going to be there both days? How's it going to work?
I think we're just going to be there on Friday. We have a whole list of lineup of dances and cheers and all the stuff that we're going to do.
All right.
And stunting.
Very good. Now, question to you. What do you like about going to Helper Middle?
The thing I like about it is it's kind of a small school. So when you first go into it, it's not hard to navigate where you actually need to go. And all the rooms are marked with giant banners. So it's easy to tell which classroom it is. And your schedule isn't really that long. And everything's just laid out for you. And it's pretty.
Very, very good. Now, cheerleading is something you're going to continue to do, you think?
Yes, it's always been my dream to actually be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. Now, the very last one, apparently we saved the best for last. Is that how this works?
Yes,
I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself.
I am Maddie Wood Davis.
All right. And Maddie, what grade are you in?
Eighth.
And so this is your last year at Helper Middle School. Yeah. Have you been a cheerleader all 3 years you've been there?
No, I only did two.
You only did two? So this is your second year. So how do you feel? Or maybe, you know, Sabrina couldn't answer the question. Maybe you can. What's your favorite sport to cheer for?
Wrestling.
Wrestling? Really? Come on.
No, I'm being dead serious.
You're serious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're going to be at the craft fair this weekend. And is this going to be like, are you going to do, I saw you up there talking. Are you going to be doing stunting and a cheer routine and those kinds of things?
So we'll just do a bunch of dances and then we'll do a couple cheers and we might do stunting.
All right. Do you know what time you guys are going to go on up there?
No idea.
All right. So just show up and get ready to have fun, right?
Yep.
All right. Ladies of Helper Middle School Cheer, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. Good luck with the rest of your cheer season and have fun. All right. Now to bring it all home for us, we're going to bring in Principal Robert Bradley. Kids kind of took up most of the time, but that's what it's all about, right?
It is all about them. I'd much rather hear them on the radio.
Who wouldn't? I'd rather hear them too than my voice. So anyway, let's talk. We're into that kind of, I guess you could call it the winter sports season now, so to speak.
We are. Things are kicking off there. We've got wrestling with their first meet coming up. The girls and boys basketball teams have had their tryouts, so they're starting some of their preseason work. And cheer is rolling right along. We've got drama rolling along. There's a bunch of other clubs that are happening. We have role-playing games. I think Dungeons and Dragons from your early years. There's a sewing club that is actively moving along. And we have something called Blended Message, where kids are learning sign language after school. So a lot of good opportunities for kids to participate in some real good extracurricular functions.
Sounds like there's a lot of great things going on up there. And one of the best things that's going on up there, it's been kind of a hassle, but it's getting so close almost. You can kind of feel it. And that's the construction that's going on of the new building up there. So how are we doing when that comes?
You know what? I wish it was closer. We've got the exterior brick just about done. They've started interior drywall. The windows should be coming in the next couple of weeks. They'll start putting heat into the building so they could do a lot of the finish work. There's still a lot that needs to happen before we can move in. We're still anticipating a transition around spring break where we will move into the new space and take over the classrooms and the new kitchen and lunchroom so that then the connection to the old portion of the building that is staying and has been remodeled can be made. There's a hallway that has to be built and canopy for the entrance, all of that has to be done and can't be done because it goes through our existing kitchen. So there's some work that still has to be done, but some accommodations we'll have to make and move halfway through the year. So
perfect. And it's going to be such a great facility too when it's done. I see it every morning. It looks really great from the outside, and I can't wait to get a look at the inside and see it when it's all finished.
It's going to be fun, and I still hope to be able to have an open house where we can see both portions of that before demolition starts to happen on some of the old parts.
That'll be perfect. All right. Principal Robert Bradley of Helper Middle School, thank you so much for bringing everybody down and talking with us this morning. It's always good to be in the know with what's going on up there at Helper Middle.
Oh, we're glad to participate. We're glad you guys do this for us. Thank you so much, and thanks for letting the kids come help.
And thank you. We've been speaking with the kids and Principal Robert Bradley from Helper Middle School. All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.